This briefing promotes mobile blood lactate testing as a more precise alternative to guesswork-based endurance training. The central thesis is that athletes should stop relying on estimated training zones and instead use lactate testing to identify their exact physiological thresholds. That is how you train at the right intensity, avoid junk miles, and improve performance more efficiently. The main argument is that many endurance athletes struggle because they do not know their true training paces or power targets. Common methods such as age-based formulas, consumer heart rate variability tools, or general training plans can provide useful estimates, but they do not directly measure the metabolic thresholds that determine endurance performance. Lactate testing, by contrast, is presented as the gold standard because it directly measures how the body produces and clears lactate during exercise. The first benefit is identifying true training zones. Lactate testing determines the athlete's aerobic threshold, or LT1, and anaerobic threshold, or LT2. Those thresholds provide exact heart rate and power targets for training, rather than rough estimates. The second benefit is eliminating inefficient training. Knowing the precise intensity needed for improvement helps prevent easy workouts from becoming too hard and hard workouts from being too easy. That reduces wasted effort and supports better recovery and adaptation. The third benefit is improving sustainable speed. Training around LT2 is described as one of the most effective ways to increase race pace without causing premature fatigue. The fourth is optimizing fueling strategy. Lactate testing reveals how efficiently the body uses fat and carbohydrates at different intensities, which helps athletes create a more precise nutrition and fueling plan for long endurance events. The fifth is tracking progress objectively. Follow-up tests provide measurable evidence of fitness improvement. A favorable shift in the lactate curve indicates that the athlete can sustain a higher pace or power output with less effort. The sixth is reducing injury and overtraining risk. Training based on physiological data helps prevent chronic fatigue, overtraining, and inconsistent training weeks by keeping workouts within appropriate intensity ranges. The text also emphasizes the importance of periodic testing. A first test establishes a baseline, while repeated tests, suggested every 6 to 10 weeks, allow athletes to recalibrate their training zones as fitness changes. Periodic testing helps validate progress, identify plateaus, detect early signs of overtraining, and fine-tune race pacing strategies. It also allows athletes to track physiological adaptations, such as changes in fat and carbohydrate utilization and lactate clearance efficiency. The service being promoted offers performance testing options for swimming, cycling, and running. Testing can be done in home or in the field, depending on convenience and realism. Each assessment includes a one-on-one consultation, and the goal is not simply to provide data, but to create a customized, scientifically validated training plan. Overall, the message is that lactate testing turns training from guesswork into a data-driven process. By accurately defining thresholds and updating them over time, athletes can train more effectively, improve with greater confidence, and reduce the risk of inefficient or harmful training.